The idea of sightseeing is a relatively modern concept, having come into vogue with popular practices such as the Grand Tour of Europe in the 18th century. Many British of the 18th and 19th century engaged in sightseeing within their own national boundaries, visiting prominent estates with elegant surroundings. Just like Americans today make regular pilgrimages to places such as Monticello or Mount Vernon, 19th century British sightseers regularly visited homesteads with beautiful views and esteemed gardens. This drawing illustrates viewing practices of the time. Sightseers would arrive by carriage or bikes and then walk towards the view to look at it from a scenic distance. In the case of a private garden, the owner sometimes built a drive that surrounded the garden, allowing visitors traveling in carriages a panoramic experience of the space. Along the drive, there were commonly vista points, much like the scenic overlook outposts of today's highways, which pointed visitors towards particularly charming views. In this sketch, we see two visitors taking in a scenic view. In this context, the church functions less as a religious building than as a beautiful object, the profile of which adds attraction to the overall view. The presence of architectural features such as a church in the distance were often included in garden planning, demonstrating the value placed on scenic views within landscape architecture of the time.